It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Jimmy Failla.
I'm Ainsley Earhart.
I'm Bill Hemmer, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. I'm John Saucier. The nation of Haiti is in complete disarray right now, and there's a dangerous power struggle playing out. Unfortunately, it's the everyday people of Haiti who are paying the price for all of this.
There's no solid police force there. It's guys with guns, and it's come back and bitten not just Henri, but yeah, the people of Haiti as well.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
How about having a country that's run by gangs? This is what's developing in Haiti right now, and it's a very dangerous situation, not only for the people there, but the effects are being felt here in the United States also. Now it seems the country will be looking for a new prime minister.
Ariel Henry, who was the prime minister, acting prime minister, acting president, whatever you want to call him since 2021, has said he is resigning.
We're speaking today with Fox News senior foreign affairs correspondent Greg Palcott.
And that in place of him will be a transitional council of some amorphous form. But I think the bottom line here, John, is that Haiti, which has had decades, if not centuries, of unrest, upheaval, dictators, military coups, you name it, is in the midst of one of its biggest crises. That basically the gangs have taken over the place, certainly over the capital of Port-au-Prince. They're releasing thousands of inmates from prisons. They're attacking and burning police stations across the country, blocking the port, creating a havoc, eliminating food, water, everything from the people. People are dying. People are displaced. Where to start, John? Just a short distance from the United States, there is a scene of utter chaos.
Yeah, it's dangerous, too, for people who live there, but also for American interests, Greg. Do you have any reporting on what's going on with the American embassy and maybe non-essential personnel leaving it?
Yeah, this is the big thing. Over the weekend, Southern Command, SOCOM, United States military, did report that they brought in choppers into the grounds of the U.S. embassy, and they added military support for the embassy, and they also airlifted out non-essential workers. Now, try to imagine the scene for your listeners, John. Even the embassy, surrounding the grounds of the embassy, the streets are ruled by gangs, heavily armed gangs, violent criminals that are basically taking control of the country. I mean, and we'll have a bit more backup on this, John, but a lot of people think that in part this is Ariel Henry's fault, because in the past couple of years he's sort of given up the traditional role of a leader and depended on these gangs for support. There's no real military in Haiti for your listeners to understand. There's no solid police force there. It's guys with guns, and it's come back and bitten not just Henri, but yeah, the people of Haiti as well, John.
So what can those people look to towards the future here? I mean, they had a prime minister in place, kind of. That guy's now out. The gangs, who you mentioned are very violent, carrying guns openly on the street, are running the place. How do we see this playing out? Might a new prime minister come about, or is it just going to be a gang leader who's the president of an actual country?
Believe it or not, the head leader of an alliance of gangs, a guy named Barbecue, has said, sure, I'll be the leader. I just want to get this guy out. What is suggested is this is a transitional council of seven people representing various political parties as well as factions in the population would somehow take control and would somehow then name an interim prime minister to get things going. I think the important thing to note, John, is that there was in the works a peacekeeping force to be brought in from outside of Haiti, believe it or not, led by Kenyan police officers. They were going to pave the way for some kind of a multinational peacekeeping force to come in there. But now Kenya says, listen, we're not getting near that right now. And in fact, Ariel Henry, by the way, is nowhere near Haiti. He was in Kenya, tried to negotiate that. He flew back via New Jersey, he tried to land back in Haiti, and they weren't taking him. Next door, Dominican Republic said no way. So now he's in Puerto Rico. So you've got basically a country with no leaders, being run by gangs, reaching a real state of humanitarian catastrophe, John. And again, spitting distance from the United States.
831 miles of beautiful Caribbean blue waters are the only thing that separate the United States from the country of Haiti. The political unrest so close to our borders is a major concern for the U.S. State Department. People are starving in Haiti, and gangs are trying to take the entire country over. We're talking about the political unrest and what the American government is saying about it today with Fox News senior foreign affairs correspondent Greg Polcott. We'll have much more coming your way next. That whole spitting distance from the United States actually is making the U.S. worried, though, Greg, and specifically the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. He's not only had a number of things to say about this really bad situation in Haiti. First of all, can we talk about why Haiti being such a mess is a threat to the United States?
Well, I think the immediate concern, John, is we're already facing quite a crisis at our borders of migrants. And the fear is that we could have people, understandably, I have total sympathy for the people of Haiti, but we could have the people of Haiti hopping on boats and trying to come ashore one way or another in other countries, including the United States, but arguably more neighboring Caribbean island nations. So that is the concern. And as you noted, Secretary of State Blinken is getting involved with this. He was at a meeting of Caribbean leaders just yesterday. And that's, in fact, what led to the resignation of the current leader. But he has pledged $100 million to back a peacekeeping force. He's pledged another $33 million for humanitarian assistance. And I think the Biden administration right now realizes that right on their doorstep, they've got, believe it or not, yet another foreign policy headache, John.
All right. We know Haiti has been a big problem for a long time, Greg, and now it's really seeming to come to a head, especially with the resignation of their prime minister and the country being basically in gang control. Other nations around the Caribbean, though, have kind of fallen on hard times, too, in this post-pandemic world that we're in. I'm thinking about Jamaica. I know the U.S. State Department was warning Americans about traveling there. Crime has overtaken that country as well. Is this a trend that might proliferate across that region?
Well, that is the concern, John, the knock-on effect to what's happening in Haiti. That's why the leaders of the Dominican Republic, they said, no, that Henri cannot land here. We are sealing up our borders. We've got enough problems. We don't want this on our hands as well. We all know about the issues involving Puerto Rico with the problems of power. And I think The big problem, too, there is that these islands, especially Haiti, but others as well, keep getting hit by natural catastrophes, earthquakes, hurricanes, you name it. And Haiti has been hit as hard as any. Remember, it's a population of about 11 million. And it's said that, you know, upwards of a million are at the starvation process. Half of those 11 million don't have enough to eat. And now, remember, the port is closed. The airport is closed. The airports are closed. Any way to come in and out is closed. The only way the U.S. got anybody in or out was by helicopters coming from neighboring bases in neighboring countries. So you've got a country, A, that's isolated, but B, that the folks might just want to break out, John.
And why wouldn't you? I mean, it's either, you know, be controlled by the gangs, face death, or try and face death by coming to the United States, you know, the journey, which is, of course, very dangerous, or another country there. Real bad situation for the innocent civilians who are living in Haiti. And I'm glad that we're putting the spotlight on it, Greg, because, you know, we've got a lot of big incidents going on around this world right now. But I think this is a real serious one. It's happening very close to us as well. So something we need to pay attention to. Fox News senior correspondent Greg Polcott reporting for us. Greg, as always, we appreciate your insight. Thanks for joining us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thank you, John.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.